Hey, I'm Jake.
I'm Jack.
And today we're reviewing Rounders.
Coming up next.
So, Rounders is a 1998 movie starring Matt Damon and Edward Norton, where Matt Damon plays a guy who basically loses all of his money as a poker player to the Russian mob. And it's about him building back his life and then getting drawn back into the world of poker through his friend Worm, who is just really not a good friend, and shenanigans happen and bad things occur. The reason why we're reviewing this is it's my senior spotlight. I am graduating in a couple of weeks, so I just chose one of my favorite movies to review. So, as you can tell, I really like this movie. Jack, what did you think about Rounders? Is this your first time seeing Rounders?
No, actually not. This is, I would say, my second time seeing it, because I personally have a weird fond or love for like films that are about gambling or like card games or casinos. Like, one of my favorite films of all time is Casino by Martin Scorsese. And so I thought, you know, like, I really loved Rounders because obviously it gets into the underground world of poker. I think poker is very interesting, both playing it and just being observant of it. So I was really excited to review it again. But that just wasn't the case. It's definitely one of those situations, for me at least, where you rewatch something that you thought you were going to enjoy or something you really loved in the past, but now it just hasn't aged well, at least for me.
I think for me, the reason why I love this movie so much is that it's just a very quotable movie to at least me and my dad. We will reference John Malkovich's Teddy KGB with, like, check, 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 pay this man his money, all of these quotes. We'll reference Worm saying a lot of action, a lot of action. It's a lot of good stuff. I've seen the ending of this movie a bunch of times. But I guess we could start off with characters. What do you think of, like, the acting and some of the characters in this film?
Well, I mean, I loved Matt Damon, but I feel like that's kind of a given.
Yeah.
I feel like he is very kind of just smooth and just very, I guess, both, like, it feels like his character from Good Will Hunting.
That's
except
fair.
You just swap in academics with poker. I kind of would make that comparison. But I loved him. I loved Martin Landau as the lawyer. I feel like he is very underappreciated in terms of his performance.
He's also not in the movie as much, but the parts he is in is, like, very significant. He does really
good
job.
Oh, no, definitely. I love that whole speech about him wanting to become a rabbi. Like, I feel like that might be my favorite part of the movie, if not for, obviously, the action with the card game. For the other performances, as much as I love John Malkovich, his Russian accent falls on the line of, it's so bad, it's so good for me. And with Edward Norton as Worm, I don't think unlikable characters are automatically, like, I don't throw them away automatically, but I feel like with really well-written unlikable characters, there are some aspects of them that you can, that are appealing, or you can find some aspect of, like, okay, I like this part about him, or this part about him, even though the majority of him is unlikable. But I feel like with Worm,
there's nothing to like about Worm.
There's nothing to, like, latch on to that. He is just there to just piss you off. And I feel like he's the actual villain of the movie.
Yeah, that's a fair point, because Matt Damon's character, Mikey, does a lot of things where there'll be certain situations where he'll go into poker games to win money to, like, get Worm out of a situation with the mob. And, for example, they do a poker game with a bunch of cops. And Mikey's in there, and he's doing a really good job, and he's winning. And then Worm comes in after being told not to, and he starts counting cards, dealing from the bottom, and he gets in trouble. They get their butts kicked by a bunch of cops, and they lose all of their money. And it puts Mikey in a really bad situation. But one thing I do like about that scene is that Mikey gets mad at Worm, sends him away, and we never see or hear of Worm again. And
I am grateful that we don't get to see him again.
I think it's an interesting thing, because a lot of movies, especially more recently, but, like, this is an older movie, will always try to wrap up everything with all of its main characters. So having Worm leave and not hearing from him and him not return, I think is a really good decision. But what do you think about certain, like, plot points in this movie?
I felt like, I mean, like I said, you're there to watch people play poker. And in that essence, I feel like it's immensely entertaining. But in between just kind of everything else, it just felt like, in some ways, like, going back to, like, a lesser version of Good Will Hunting. Except, like, even then some things just kind of confuse me, or I'm like, why did we not touch more on this? Like, specifically the two like female characters that
I was
are introduced.
Say that.
I feel like they're just non-existent in this movie. They are so kind of one-noted and one-dimensional that I honestly feel like you could cut them out or replace them with someone else, and I don't feel like it would really change anything.
Well, it's funny that you word it that way, because I don't remember either of the characters' names, but the second love interest you're talking about, I barely even considered like a love interest. She was like a little bit flirty.
She just showed up for like one scene, kissed him, was like, I gotta go.
Yeah, and that was the entire thing. So that's like barely a love interest. The main love interest, who I can't remember her name, she's like supposed to be what he plays for, kind of thing, and then they remove her from the movie until the very end when they kind of catch up again, and then he leaves to go play in the World Series of Poker, which I'm very curious what happens there, but we'll never know.
I also felt like his like main love interest, I didn't like how she was portrayed, because it felt like the film was trying to make her seem like the villain almost. Like I would compare it to how some people really hate Skyler White from Breaking Bad, even though she has kind of like every reason to have the reaction that she has to like what Walter White's doing. I would compare it in this movie just because of how Mikey is essentially a man with a gambling problem.
Yes,
and
very
he's just
much so.
Throwing away so much money. He's throwing away opportunities that could get him into like not high society, but that could get him into a well-paying job, and it's stable.
He was going to be a lawyer, and I mean,
yeah, he was
going to
be like a lawyer, like a New York lawyer, and he threw that out for gambling, and like, it's just so weird because it's like, oh no, we're supposed to side with him and not her, but it's like if my partner did that, I would have the same reaction.
Well, that's the interesting thing there, is because we get the opening scene where he loses, I think it's like $30,000, all of his money to Teddy KGB, and then it flashes 18 months later, and she's still with him. And then it takes towards later on the movie when he goes back to the cards. That's what really sends her over the edge, which is really interesting that she stuck by him the first time, and then once he got back into it, she's like, you know what, I'm done, I'm out of here. And she just leaves him without anything else.
Because I feel like it's just one of those things where you give someone a chance, even with that level of a mess up, and to have him go back into such a dangerous mindset again, I feel like I said, I feel like she had every right. But I guess, really, what did you think of it? What would you rate Rounders after so much time, ?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen this movie a bunch of times. It's one of my top five favorite movies of all time. I definitely hear the flaws you're talking about and understand that, but I still have to give it a 9 out of 10. I really do love this movie, and I quote this movie all the time, and it just is a very special movie to me. What about you? What do you give it?
I'm really happy that you find so much enjoyment and love in something that I may not personally get, because at the end of the day, I would personally give it a 5 out of 10, because I feel like it is very entertaining. There are a lot of good elements about it, but I feel like there are just so many flaws for me to where I can't like fully grapple with it.
No, and that's understandable, because a lot of people I talk to either have never heard of or seen this movie, or aren't the biggest fans of it like I am. But with that's kind of the end of our review. Yes. And we'll see you all next time.
See you next time.